What do you think of the way that Andrew's kind of progressed early in his career? Not much you get to see him, but just as a kind of a young guy.
Yeah, he's done a really good job. I mean, he has a unique skill set. He's obviously very athletic for a guy of his size. He throws it great. He makes good decisions. You know, he's doing a great job for him. He's a franchise quarterback, and they've been fortunate enough to obviously hit on Peyton for a number of years, and then to be able to draft him and have a great transition, I'm sure, has been fun for that organization.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
Did the performance of your young receivers?
Hold on, he's asking.
Sorry, what do you expect to get out of this running back group, whatever it looks like on Sunday? Obviously, it's, as Mike said today, a lot of moving parts here on Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, that's the tough part about this is you don't know the exact status of some of those guys till we get to Saturday. So we got to have a plan in for each guy and make them feel comfortable with their responsibilities, but have a backup plan to be able to adjust if the guys can't go. And you know, it's been like that the last few weeks. You know, we weren't sure about Randall and Ty's status last week, and it'll be much of the same this week. You know, now without Niles, obviously Don is going to have a bigger role for us. So make sure that he's getting ready to play, and then hope maybe Ty can go as well.
Has this been as unusual in that regard? I mean, you lose guys for 6-8 weeks or a season, but you've got a different collection every week. You got to kind of figure out.
Yeah, it's different. You look at the inactives last week. I mean, that's a pretty doggone good team. It's sitting, and that's not even counting Eddie and Sam, who are on the IR with the hopefully a potential to come back, one of them. So that's the way the league goes. There's going to be years like this where there's a lot of injuries. Nobody feels sorry for you. There's no excuses. You got to go out and play and make plays and find a way to win games. And that's one thing we got to figure out these next 9 games that we got to win. We got to win ball games like that.
So after reviewing Sunday's game, 24 points in the first half, 32 usually, that gets you a win, in the NFL. How good did you feel with your offense in Atlanta? And and I know how disappointed you were that first drive in the third quarter. So what do you pull from that? What are the two or three things that made that work for you Sunday?
Well, there's one thing about the league is there's no moral victories. There's no you're not going to be extremely thrilled when you lose a game. I mean, you're always going to pick apart things you could have done better. And the first two drives, we only had 4 drives in the second half. The first two, got to find a way to get points there. Just missed, a couple opportunities with the throws, and then had a couple of negative yardage runs that didn't help us out. But I think we're trending in the right direction. That doesn't win you football games, though. We got to go ahead and execute. Did a great job in the red zone, which was great. Again, we were good on third down. We were 6-for-10, but we got to find a way in those situations.
Aaron, Mike said the other day, we're not going to make a living with Aaron running the ball. What do you like about the chances that you do get to take off and run?
I'm deceptively fast. That's what I like about it. And I, thankfully, I didn't get a chance to thank Dwight, but Dwight was hurting. He's a warrior, Dwight Freeney. He's playing through a significant injury. He made me look pretty fast on the one where he pulled off, though, because that's Dwight Freeney at first glance, and I look kind of quick getting around the edge. But, it's been an asset we've had, in the offense the last 9 years, and always as a thrower first outside the pocket, which I think can allow you to sneak in some runs and get some first downs there. It's been a good weapon for us on third down at times, but again, it's a secondary thing that extended plays. Look at the touchdowns to Geronimo, to Trevor. Those are extended plays there to Jordy. Where I'm hitting guys on late timing stuff and second reaction stuff. So those are tough for the defense to stop.
Was that 2-point? Was that a read option? 2-point play.
That was 10 guys running one play and one guy doing something else.
So kind of option.
Just got to make it work.
Aaron, we hear about timing with you and receivers. Is there anything to timing with you and a center? If it looks like Corey's going to be the guy this week and you haven't taken a lot of snaps from him in quite a while.
Yeah, if that happens, obviously we're going to have to get resituated there. I'm not worried about Corey, though. Corey has been a center his entire life. For a while around here, we drafted a lot of left tackles and moved them at different positions. Had left tackles playing center, but Corey's been a center most of his football career, so I have no worries about him being in there.
Hey, Aaron, Jeff has been playing more snaps with you over the past few weeks. I'm just curious, how much have you seen
A lot. I really do think a lot. You know, he's made made some good improvements. For a guy like Jeff, though, and Trevor and Geronimo, it's really mental. You know, some of the plays that were made in the game were stuff that we'd worked on in practice. The last touchdown was a route that we put in that Alex brought to the table on the red zone install and felt really good about it, and felt good about it with him being in kind of the number one spot. We had, you know, an alert on the play, but he was really in the number one spot there. So it's a trust, you know, putting him in those positions to make plays. Geronimo on his route was a great second reaction play that we've worked on for a long time. And then Trevor as well. You know, Trevor was maybe a little slower getting to that reaction, but he made a great catch on the sideline and then did a good job of, you know, catching that short one and getting vertical. So I'm really proud of those guys. Those guys have made some great strides, and they know, you know, I'm going to hold them accountable. And I have since they got here. Because when you get in a crunch time situation where you got those guys out there playing big plays, big number of plays, you want to see those things show up. And that's why as a quarterback, it makes you really, really happy and proud of those guys when it shows up on game day and in crunch time.
Did that just confirm what you've seen from them in practice, or were there any pleasant surprises?
Well, Geronimo's been working a lot with the scout team, so we hadn't had a lot of opportunities. But we gave him some opportunities during practice last week, and he made some good plays for us. So I felt good that, especially in a couple of the plays that we had in his package, that he'd have a chance to make some plays, and he did. Trevor's been, you know, having some good weeks for us. And then Jeff, you know, Jeff just hasn't had a lot of opportunities, but we feel confident for him. I think he's a rep guy. You know, the more reps he gets in the game, the more comfortable he is, and you're going to see some more plays, hopefully.
Aaron, you mentioned the third quarter, a couple of guys didn't go very well. Point-wise for the season, that quarter's been pretty light. Is that a big deal coming out of the locker room like that, or is that just a statistic?
I think it's a statistic, but it's an important one. For us, that we've talked about for years, when you get the chance to defer and then double up on teams, you know, we had a great two-minute drive at the end of the first half where we were kind of in between running that thing out or trying to make something happen. I escaped, got us some yards. Then we had Jordy on the juggling catch, and then Rip with a nice run that got us kind of, you know, three cheapies there. To come out in the second half and put a drive on them would have changed the whole shape of the game. Would have put us up two scores and maybe helped our defense out a little bit. You know, Matt was hot. Matt played well. And in a game like that, you know, it's often you got to score even more than 32 points. So we got to score as many points as it takes to win those games. Yeah, Eric's doing a great job. You know, he's one teammate I really enjoyed playing with. The joke between us used to be that I have no idea what he's saying because he has I don't know what exactly the way he talks is from, great teammate. You know, he was a fun guy in the locker room and a guy who really brought it every game day. I mean, he is a tough dude. The dude played through some injuries. Played big for us, made some big-time plays over the years, and it's fun to see him continue his career and playing at a really high level.
Aaron, I don't know if you – did you see the hits on Alex Smith?
I did, yeah.
Last week, and, you know, you ran quite a bit last week, and he was running and got hit pretty good there. Are you at all concerned about that? And kind of the second part, where do you fall on what Cam has been saying here lately about that position?
Well, I'm always concerned when I'm running about when I got to get down. You know, when you become a runner, you lose a lot of the help you get being a passer in the pocket. You got to be smart about when you're falling forward and when you're sliding. And even on the slide, you know, making sure you're giving the defenders enough time to pull off. I had a conversation with Trufant on the field who, you know, told me that he was thinking about drilling me on one on that slide where I kind of jump slid. And I thanked him for not doing that, but you know, that's a situation where you got to be smart when you're outside the pocket because, again, you lose those provisions that you have as a quarterback, a defenseless player in some of those positions. You know, quarterback at times is a tough position to referee, but there just needs to be consistency throughout the league with some of the hits that were taken, and also an understanding that. You know, when you're outside the pocket, again, you lose some of those, some of that protection.
Did you think they were late hits on Alex?
Again, you know, there was a slide that was close, you know, and then it looked like he was concussed, to be honest.
Right.
Aaron, with the young guys and the moving parts, is there any advantage because of unscouted looks for the other team's defense, and maybe you know more about your team than they do because there's just not a lot of film?
For our DBs? Or
for the opposing team's DBs, meaning that you know more about these young guys and they just haven't seen them a whole lot, and you can maybe take advantage of matchups that you know more about them than the opposing team does.
Well, I think last week there's probably some of that. You know, they haven't seen a lot of film on Geronimo, and obviously Trevor and Jeff haven't been out there a bunch. Most people have probably seen Jeff's catch with the Hail Mary. But he's a guy who can do some different things for us. We just got to find those spots for him and for Geronimo and for Trevor where they're most effective. And much like some of the young running backs, until you've established yourself as a consistent player every single week, we're going to have a package for you, and it's going to be stuff we feel really good about you running, and try and put you in position to be successful, and that's what you saw last week.
Aaron, we asked you a lot about completion percentage the first 5 games or so. The last three, I think you're over 72%. Any difference? What do you think the difference is?
I think it's just sticking with the plan and the preparation. There was a lot of talk outside the building about some of the issues, perceived issues, a lot of white noise. And I've just stuck with the preparation that got me here. And we've done a good job, I think, with some of the injuries. It's made us be even a little bit more creative, I think, because we've had to come up with ways to put guys in positions to be successful. But we've been obviously a lot more efficient in the passing game the last couple weeks than we had before that. Go ahead, Bill, and then...
I know you'd rather have your full complement of guys, but does part of you embrace this, that it really is you throwing the ball and it's you guys having to get creative and maybe, I don't want to say step outside the box, but find different parts of the playbook that you don't usually use to try to make this work?
Well, Bill, I think you got to embrace it regardless of who's playing. You know, it's about the guys you got out there, and you can't be playing the what-if game. It's too frustrating to think about those other guys. You got to embrace the guys you got and feel confident with them. And just kind of let it loose. And that's what I did last week, is trusted those guys to make the plays. We've talked about not making excuses and holding guys accountable for their job description, which is being a professional and coming prepared and making plays on game day. And I was proud of those guys because they stepped up and had opportunities and made those plays. I mean, it was a tough contested catch for Trevor. Geronimo made a great second reaction play. And Jeff, you know, ran a nice strong route and did some good things for us. So those are plays we have to have in those situations, and they made them. And as a quarterback, that gives you the confidence in those guys. And you talk a lot about to them, and I've talked here about trust. And, you know, you build trust in practice, and then you confirm that trust with performances in the game like those guys had.
Aaron, I know they use Aaron in the backfield with you quite a bit in some third down situations. What's your comfort level with him, and how do you think he's kind of come into that?
It's getting higher every week. I've been fortunate to play with a guy like John Kuhn for so many years, and it's second nature back there with a guy like that because you trust him in the protection game and the running game and the passing game with the adjustments. Rip is moving that direction and quickly. The thing that maybe we didn't, all of us, probably players and fans and analysts alike, didn't expect was his ability to run the football like that. I mean, I think he made some good runs and finished them. Starting with that inside dive a couple weeks ago when we pushed the pile for like 12 yards. And finishing with obviously a great run in the end of the first half and then a great run down there on the goal line on the power play. So his flexibility is actually opening some things up for us. And again, like we've talked about today, when you have to be creative at certain times with the personnel we got right now and having him out there to be able to be a runner, a blocker, and a pass catcher, expanding his role is really going to help us out, and I'm really proud of the way that he's approached his opportunities the last couple weeks.